Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the podcast, episode 412.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Wow, that was Save the World with their track Circus Maximus. They say that freedom lies in being bold. For the accomplished professional musicians in the modern rock trio Save the World, that means taking time out of their hectic schedules to form a band that plays the music they love, and then paying forward the good vibes with soaring hooks and uplifting messages.
Mm.
Indeed, that was very 80s, very 80s hair rock. I've actually got a few albums in my collection that would have fit quite nicely with this particular style.
Define hair rock.
Rockers with hair.
Headbangers.
Not necessarily. But you have your, I was going to say shoegaze, but that's a different kind of genre altogether.
Completely.
But if you pick your stereotypical hard rockers with long blonde hair, guitars, and staring down at their feet as they play, kind of thing. Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
No, Wayne's World, sorry. That kind of long hair and hard rock kind of thing.
Right.
I know what I mean. Anyway, welcome on and all. This is the podcast, episode 412, from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and no doubt we'll have some waffle to go along with it.
Ooh.
Maple syrup and
cinnamon.
Bananas, please. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're kind of on the right lines. You got where I was going.
Well, shall we do some more music?
Yeah, I'm interested to hear about this because there's nothing written in the notes.
Yeah, because so, there's now
because there's nothing about
yeah.
it. I haven't heard this song, so this will be interesting.
This is Nick Vivaro with For Now.
It's not perfect, but I suppose it's good enough for now. Hope I don't end up one of those lazy ne'er-do-wells who obsess over that she left without a prayer. It's not perfect, but I suppose it's good enough for now. Not there yet, but I think you're close, so I just need you to rebel. If I did it no better, making up excuses for why you've been so ruthless and hell-bent. While your guardian don't care, there's winners and there's victims, and I don't remember how this mess began. It's not perfect, but I suppose it's good enough for me.
This week, the contestants have been asked to prepare a feast for their fans worldwide. Dave and Caroline have prepared a fresh selection of new music, served between slices of waffle. You can find out more information about this week's ingredients and the show at thebugcast.org.
Cabby Sweet.
That was Crumb Snatchers with their track Declaration. Now, we have played Crumb Snatchers a couple of times before. This track was taken from their May 2016 album release, Big House. We played their track Ruby Tuckin back in December.
Which I believe I chose.
I think you did choose it, yes.
Ah.
Indeed. If you want to find out more, their website is at crumbsnatchersmusic.com and they are from Knoxville in Tennessee.
And before that, it was Nick Vavaro with For Now. All I can tell you is he's from the US of A. He has got a SoundCloud, but with no information, and he's got a Jamenda profile with no information. But it's quite lo-fi, the music, but I quite liked it.
It was very lo-fi. I wouldn't quite go as far as low quality, because it wasn't.
It was classified as folk, which I would go with.
Meh. Definitely.
But yes, so if you ever listen to this Nick Vavaro, sort a profile out, please.
Yes, and do some more music stuff.
Yeah.
Some more stuff. Yes. Anyway, I don't have much really to talk about this week. One thing that has come up, which Caroline brought to my attention earlier on this week, is the sad passing of Carla Lane.
Mm.
Now, I don't know whether our international listeners will know who Carla Lane is, but she was the writer and creator of a number of sitcoms, situation comedies here in the UK, most notably Bread, also The Liver Birds, and I think she was also responsible for, was it Butterflies?
Not sure.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
I know her more for The Liver Birds and Bread.
And Bread.
Adeline.
Adeline, who is now in Coronation Street?
Yep. And was in Waterloo Road.
In Waterloo Road, yes. So, yeah, sad news about that. Actually, I've got the article here. No, I don't. Well, there you go. But, yeah, no, sad. Sad loss.
And another sad loss that's coming up is the farewell bon voyage of BHS.
Ah, yes.
So BHS has been one of our high street stores for a significant amount of time, and they were trying to save it. They've decided they can't save it, so that's about 11,000 jobs to go.
Yeah.
There's head office have already been affected, but the 163 stores throughout the country will start to close down once they've run out of stock.
88 years BHS has been going for.
The sad thing is, part of the reason they couldn't save it is there is a £571 million deficit
in the pension fund.
In the pension fund, which is a little bit unusual because the owner, somebody who he sold it for a pound, and is it four people in total?
No, it was.
There were a couple of there's a few investors, but it's a small number of investors. Before all this happened, withdrew dividends for 580 million.
400 million, apparently.
580 million was what I read. So their dividends outweighed the pension deficit.
Mm.
Now, what's the betting is the bloke who was behind all that, 580 million is just a portion of his fortune. Whereas the people that are affected, that was their entire fortune.
What was interesting is that the dividend payments were for him and his family.
Yes.
So nepotism is in full force.
And he's going to be in a judicial review with the government, but he won't care.
No, he won't. Possibly because it's something that we won't be able to claw the money back on. Apparently his wife is based out of Morocco.
Probably.
And therefore is not subject to corporation tax, something like that.
Oh, there'll be tax dodgers galore.
Yeah, it's not good, though. I mean, BHS are basically following Woolworths into the annals of history.
Yeah, but it's not just been Woolworths. There's been JJB Sports.
Yep, recently.
Austin Reed, which is the suit maker.
Are these all British ones?
Yep. Argos is currently not in danger of closing, but Sainsbury wants to do a takeover bid, and if Sainsbury get it, they're going to go more online, so now, there'll be less stores.
The Sainsbury's thing is interesting because Sainsbury's also bought Homebase, which was also part of the home retail group, as Argos is. So that'll be an interesting one to see what happens. But it's always the way that large corporations take on established businesses, almost establishment businesses, if you like, from in this country, and then end up absorbing them or just letting them die off on their own.
It's a shame.
It is a big shame.
The thing is, though, I think the landscape in general is changing because internet shopping is... It used to be just people that were technical savvy, but now more and more people are doing it, whether they do it directly or they've got family members that do it for them. And traditional shops are just struggling to compete against that.
In my mind's eye, I'm currently walking down the high street in the town that I was brought up in. And the only shop that I can remember that was on that road that still exists now is Tesco. Timothy White's has gone, Rumblow's has gone. Comet has gone. Dewhurst's, I think it is still around, but you don't see many of them nowadays. There's so many shops and chains that have been around in the UK for absolutely decades that just have gone.
I will say one thing, though. We were frequent visitors of British Home Stores, but more so for their restaurant.
And their Christmas specials.
And their Christmas specials. Not necessarily for clothing, because apart from school uniform for Amy, because they did a generous fit size, which was better for her, their clothes aren't the most modern and trendy. And they're also quite significantly higher when you compare it to some other high street retailers. They kind of try and compete with the likes of Marks and Spencers rather than other ones.
Mm.
And I think that's partly the issue as well. That they haven't adapted to the changing market because people nowadays want to be able to get more cost effective. Yeah. I mean, Primark used to be seen as the poor man's Matalan. But Primark is getting a... increasingly bigger share of the things because what they've done is that they have paid attention to the markets, and whatever's in the bigger stores like River Island and Topshop, you will find a version of it in Primark. So they go on the trends for a tenth of the price. I mean, we're going on holiday soon, and we wanted to get the kids some tops for the holiday. £1.90 and £1.40 for tops.
Yeah, okay, they may not last that long, but they look good.
Yeah.
And if they don't last very long, well, actually, we'll just go and buy another one.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
There you go.
Shall we move on?
Yes. So, next up, it is Joe Chris with Guyo Yeteo Denbo.
Pa' que siente el chale, 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 no te no liga con el ritmo, mami con lo mío, yo no no confío. Bébete tu chiva y guayame un poquito. Yo es que yo no ronca, yo es que esto tu giro. Yo soy de la raza que mata a todos los píos. Así que ponte, llama mi pa' mí. Yo le doy con flow pa' que tú te muevas así. Y esa naga que contigo, mami, ya vete conmigo, que yo quiero esa nalguita para mí. Dame la mía, mami, dame culaje. Dame guayeteo hasta que rompe el pare. Pégate un poquito pa' que siente el chare. Dale, dale, no te me pare. Dame lo mío, mami, dame culaje. Dame guayeteo hasta que rompe el pare. Pégate un poquito pa' que siente el chare. Dale, dale, no te me pare.
Dale más, dale más. Yo, Chris. Dale más, dale más. 2000. Dale más, dale más. 16.
Ikum sikum.
Tadamagush.
Shuben akadi.
Quispamsis.
Pokemush.
Skookumachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Kwikwasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
You're the big, big boss. You tell me what to do. And I gladly do my job. But I don't like your attitude. I don't like your attitude. Now tell me, who do you think you are? Besides a person who happens to be in charge. Maybe you got lucky, maybe you worked real hard. And just maybe that doesn't make you smart. You're the big, big boss. You tell me what to do. And I gladly do my job. But I don't like your attitude. Now tell me, who do you think you are? Besides a person who happens to be in charge. Maybe you got lucky, maybe you worked real hard. And just maybe that doesn't make you smart.
That was Nicholas Falcon with his track Big Big Boss. And that's the title track from his May 2016 album release. He says, on this album I wanted to do alternate versions of old songs, especially ones I didn't like the recordings of. He has been around for quite some time, although I am really struggling to find anything about him on Tinterwebs outside of his Jimendo profile. So we've linked to that in the show notes. He's from Houston in Texas. And you can find him on Jimendo.
And before that, it was Joe Chris with Guayeteo, and in brackets, Dembo. He does hip-hop and R&B. I've linked to his Facebook page, which is Just Joe Chris. He's from Brooklyn and New York, and I think we've played him before.
He did already exist on the CC Hits system, Joe Chris.
But I liked that because I used to really like Zumba, and that, to me, would have been a fantastic song to do Zumba to.
We have played Joe Chris before. I am struggling to see who you chose him. Almost a year ago, actually. Episode 368, My Kingdom for a Car, played his track Back When.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Awesome. Brilliant music today, I have to say.
It's really worked out well today.
Anyway, if you've been living under a rock, you won't have realised that the Bugcast is a finalist in the music category of the Podcast Awards. And I'm aware that there are a number of very loyal listeners who have been voting for us every day, as you can. If you want to find out information about the vote and how to vote for us, if of course you want to, but of course I know you do. But also a number of other podcasts that are finalists in the Podcast Awards this year, who we would like to give you the opportunity to vote for them as well. Because you can only vote once a day, so it's a case of making your vote count. So, you can vote for us, of course, in the music category. Beyond that, in the business category, The Productive Woman, that's a Noodle Mix podcast, Daniel J. Lewis's network.
Is that not the same category that's got Grammar Girl?
Nope, that's education. And that was my next one. The Grammar Girl Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing in the education category. In TV and film, the Once Upon a Time podcast, which is another Noodle Mix podcast. And in technology, have a little quandary because there are two podcasts in there that I want to support. The first one, of course, is Hacker Public Radio. Who have... I think they're finalists for the very first time, which I'm really pleased about. And also the Audacity to Podcast, which is another Noodle Mix podcast, this time hosted by Daniel J. Lewis. But of course, if there are any other ones in there you want to vote for, do that at the same time. But you can only vote for one in each category and only once per day until Sunday the 12th of June. So go over to thebugcast.org/PCA and you will see all the information there.
Please.
Pretty. We have a real shot at this year.
The last time we won was when I was in labour with Alex.
And that wasn't the podcast award.
No, it wasn't, was it?
That was the European podcast
that
award.
That was European
of
one.
Of which we are still the incumbent winners. Because the European podcast award shut down just after we won it.
Because my husband was so valiantly checking the results of that whilst I was having contractions.
We won the European Podcast Award the day before Alex was born. Of course, Alex being born was the more important day, without question. Your pen is very noisy.
Sorry.
But yeah, please do support us. It would be fantastic if we could take that away this year. Next year, as a network, the Other Side Podcast Network, we will have a number of podcasts that we could potentially put through to the Podcast Awards next year. If indeed they happen, the Podcast Awards themselves are actually in minor jeopardy.
Yes, there's a fundraising campaign.
There is a fundraising campaign. They want to try and, I think it was $25,000. I think it's actually gone down to 16.
Yeah, the last one I looked at was 16.
Oh yes, we have to raise 16,000 more.
Which means that they've got some of it.
They have got quite a bit of it. So registration fees for the podcast awards, and a lot of other stuff have gone towards it. According to their GoFundMe campaign, they've only raised $2,500 at the moment, which is just over 10%. However, money's coming from other locations as well, from donatees and from other podcasters. So the actual money is higher than that. But what they're saying is that if they can't raise the 25,000, which is how much Todd Cochran estimates that it will cost to get the site completely rebuilt from the ground upwards. The site structure at the moment is 11 years old. And apparently it's an absolute nightmare to manage, particularly in terms of managing the voting and the workflow for nominations and votings.
Yes.
Mm. Indeed.
Anyway.
Anywho, let's crack on.
Should we say hello to the people in the chat room first?
Good shot.
I caught him out.
You did catch me out. I do apologise.
We have got Alex UK, Bodie, Chalkalom, Chris from Canada, CM Hobbs, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamertick 02, Gregorio SWVP, Ian2773, K5Tux, Lainey, Lackwing, Winnikos, Lord Yannick of Glencoe, Shy Mega, Feru, and Vinzy V.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us, peoples.
Yes. And now we have some more music.
We do.
This is a welcome return from Water Pistol, from a new album from their new album called Good Life, new song from their album called Good Life. Who But For You, My Broken Heart.
Series. there is a place. A place where you can hear wonderful Creative Commons music. Where you can discover great independent artists. A place where you can hang out, listen to your hosts, and chat with listeners from all over the world. That place is the Bugcast chatroom. Doors open at 9:30-ish PM UK time every Friday night at thebugcast.org/live. It's not just a podcast.
Woohoo! It's the Bugcast, baby!
The contrast of white on white, and in between the moon and you, angels get a better view. The crumbling difference between wrong and right. Well, I walk the air between the rain, through myself and back again. Where? Well, I don't know. Maria says she's dying. Through the door I hear her crying. Why? I don't know. Round here, we always stand up straight. Round here, something. In her hand, she said she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. And she walks along the edge where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire at the circus. And she parks her car outside of my house and, well, takes her clothes off. She says she's close to understanding Jesus. And she knows she's more than just a little bit misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal when she's nervous.
Oh.
Beautiful track was Ryan Cassata with Round Here. Ryan Cassata is an award-winning transgender singer-songwriter, actor, YouTuber, and LGBTQ activist based in New York. With features in Rolling Stone, Billboard magazine, The New York Times, BuzzFeed, and The Daily News, Ryan has made the most of his young career, which started when he was just 13 years old. This track, Round Here, which is actually a Counting Crows cover, and I believe it was Counting Crows' second ever single, is the final track on Ryan's March 2016 release, Shine. If you'd like to find out more, his website is at ryancassata.com. That's ryancassata.com. And thank you very much indeed once again to August from Novo Management and Publicity for passing that track in our direction.
Very good.
Beautiful. I love his raw, or it's almost uncontrolled, but it's in a very controlled manner. The vocal emotion is just so raw and rich.
Yes.
Very, very emotive.
There was a contestant in the UK, The Voice.
Have you found it?
Yes, I've just found it. Jordan Gray.
Jordan, that was it.
So Jordan is a transgender artist. She was originally not put through, but when somebody drops out, they brought her back. And very similar to Ryan, in as much as whatever she did, it was incredibly passionate performance-wise. And it was very emotive. So, very good artist. And I believe she's doing quite well for herself as well.
Yeah.
There you go. And before that, it was Water Pistol with Who But Few My Broken Heart. From the Netherlands, we have played them before, but that is new material from their brand new album, The Good Life. And I may just so happen to have another track from that same album next week, so Dave can't nick it. Nah, 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 nah. Water Pistol is James Powell and Naomi Zellermaker, a band of two, one from London and one from Amsterdam. They formed in the summer of 2014 and have since been busy penning songs and recording them when they can. They successfully crowded their first EP, Blue Water, via the Dutch Arts Foundation, Vordekunst.nl, in May 2015. Their debut EP includes four songs. It was released on June 2015 on the digital platform and on 10-inch vinyl in August 2015. And you can find out more by checking out waterpistol.nl.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, so just a quick reminder that the Glasgow Pod Crawl will be taking place on July the 29th, Friday, July the 29th, from 6 p.m. at the State Bar in Holland Street. The State Bar in Holland Street in Glasgow. If you want to find out more about that, if you head along to kevie.co.uk, kevie.co.uk, you'll find all the details in there about the when's, where's, how's, who's, why, for's, and such like. Also, we are expecting at some point in the not too distant the confirmation of the date for the London Pod Crawl, which will be taking place down in London, obviously, clues in the name, people, probably late August, early September. But as I say, the date hasn't been confirmed yet. As it stands, I think, as we said last week, it is unlikely we'll be going to the Glasgow Pod Crawl. It is likely we'll be going to the London one, but it really does depend on dates.
And children and all that sort of thing.
Well, in the hope that it actually does occur during the summer holidays, the back end of the summer holidays will make it a lot more easy for us to take the time off and go to Well, basically dump the kids at my parents'.
Yes. Because we're trying to save my parents for December because it's our 15-year wedding anniversary.
It is, and
we want to do something.
We want to go away, go and do something by ourselves. The last time Caroline and I had a holiday by ourselves, it was when we went to the Lake District. And I'm talking about a proper holiday here. We've had breaks away for things like Podcrawl, but that wasn't for us. When we went to the Lake District, it was for us. And that must have been about 6 or 7 years ago. Easily. Yes.
Well, it was... we only had Amy and Cara, so it's got to be a while ago. 4 or 5 years ago? Maybe 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
Yeah, I think about five, six, maybe seven years ago. Long time ago. We're just about to embark on a holiday, family holiday, very soon. But we worked out that it's probably the first time ever we're going away as a family for ourselves.
Not to visit family in one direction or the other.
No. We're actually going away just to spend some time away as a family. And I think that's right. I don't think we've ever done that before.
No.
So that'll be very interesting.
Very interesting. So indeed. It is anyway, last track time.
Next week.
Oh, next week, sorry.
The Budcast episode 413 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 10th of June at 9:30 PM UK time. Would you like to tell people how they can get in contact with us?
They can email us at feedback@thebudcast.org. They can make a suggestion via the website, which is at thebudcast.org.
/suggest.
They could contact us on things like Twitter, Facebook, status.net, whatever it's called now. GNU Social.
And they can find out more about how to get in contact by going to thebudcast.org/contact. Contact, indeed.
Or just grab me or Dave online and just say, oi, sort it out.
There is that too.
Yeah. Right, now it's last track time. And I think Dave may just about have forgiven me because
I
didn't look at your tracks for next week. So I didn't know that you'd already chosen one of these tracks, but I got there first. So we are going to finish the show with a very well-placed art track. This is a German band from Wuppertal in Germany. We have Axel on guitars and voice, Richard on bass and voice, stop it, Jan on drums and voice. They are punk rock, ska, reggae, Irish and swing. Schmeck is what they've put in there. That is what they've put. Schmeck.
Clearly is some Schmeck, yes. German.
Yeah. So they are Free Lucky Seven, where you can find out more by checking out facebook.com/TLSSkilly. And this song is called The Ride.
And don't forget to vote for us, thebudcast.org/PCA. Yes.
Yes. Yay. Good night. Bye.
See ya.
Why last my job at a Lickstone in Memphis? And I lost my job at LAPD, I don't know why. Why last my job? Because nothing that makes sense. And I lost my job because only one thing I'm enjoying. Why last? Why?
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our show.